Sona and Donnelly took on a new identity this morning.
My name is Camp, and I have a swollen area over my right wrist and ecchymosis on the right eye, which I think has led to some brain injuries.
We met up with Donnelly in the emergency department. She was covered in blood and bruises, but had already been checked out by a doctor.
The doctors have been really helpful. They've explained everything that's going on.
Donnelly is one of 200 high school students who participated in the Utah shakeout at IMC Tuesday morning, where spokesman Jess Gomez said they had all hands on deck. They called in extra staff to participate and had mock earthquake patients spread out in virtually every area of the hospital.
Hospitals are kind of interesting because other buildings people are fleeing from. For hospitals, they're fleeing to us. And so we have to be prepared, understanding that we're going to be seeing a lot of patients over the next couple of days, weeks, and months from an earthquake.
Catherine Wyden is a research seismologist with the Utah Seismic Safety Commission. She says doing these drills is critical, especially because 90% of the state lives in an earthquake zone, and the state is due for a major quake.
There's a magnitude 7 somewhere on the Wasatch Fault every 350 to 400 years. And then on the Salt Lake segment, the time is longer, over 1,000 years. We're kind of due for both of those.
Places like Intermountain Medical Center are now using the drill to make improvements for when the real quake does hit. From KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jessica Gale for Utah Public Radio.